The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Great.
So, hello, everyone, and a warm, warm welcome to you to this version, this rendition of Happy Hour, as we come towards the end of 2020. So for the practice today, what I wanted to invite us to explore is the invitation for putting down what's no longer serving, what's no longer needed, with metta. So that's the theme. So let me say a few words about it, what I mean by that. So the theme is inspired by many things, one of them being, you know, often towards an end of a year, we, you know, there are these idea of resolutions, et cetera, et cetera. And one thing to consider perhaps is, again, maybe resolutions, again, that could be another talk or lecture, what's supported, what's not supported. But one thing, one reflection that could be helpful, even though, again, someone can say, oh, years, you know, end of a year, beginning of another, it's all conceptual. These are all concepts. It's just one moment at a time. Yes, all of that is true. It's all one moment at a time, and it's all concepts. Yes. And yet, we can take this concept of a transition of a 1 year to another, 2020 to 2021. How can we use that in a skillful way? How can we use this concept that everybody buys into, that we agree upon, this concept that we all agree upon? One way that we can use it to support our practice is to consider, oh, in this past year, or in the past general, are there patterns, are there things that have been coming up that are no longer serving, no longer helpful? So you can see a pattern, maybe it comes up as a pattern of thought that you see, and you become mindful of it, aware of it. And then with kindness, with all the kindness in your heart, bowing to it, saying, thank you. Maybe you served me at some point. Maybe you supported me. Maybe you made me feel safe. And you're not needed right now. You've served. Thank you. So with all the care, all the friendliness, all the metta in our heart, seeing it, inviting it to be put down. So in this way, it's not that we're throwing it down. Stop it. Your pattern of thought, pattern your... There is no ill will. There's a sense of, oh, thank you. Sense of appreciation, and then putting it down. So also want to share a tiny little story before we start, because I think this is the image that there are a couple of images. Actually, one of them I'll introduce later, but the story I want to evoke is a famous story of two monks. An older monk and a younger monk who had taken a vow of never touching a woman. In fact, in Theravada, a male monk or monk of one gender takes a vow of not touching people in another gender. So anyway, explaining the monk rules. So in this story, an older monk, a senior monk, and a younger monk are walking together, and they come to a bank of a river. And there they see a young woman who asks them for help. Can you help me cross? And without saying anything, the older monk picks up the young woman, carries her across, puts it on the other side. And And then the two monks continue. And the younger monk is livid, angry, doesn't say anything for an hour. How could you? Thinking in his mind, how could you? Oh, you touched a woman. You had taken a vow of never touching a woman. Continues for another 2 hours, 3 hours. And finally, he turns and the young monk turns to the older monk and says, how could you do that? You touched a woman. Blah, 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 very upset and angry. And the older monk, and here's the punchline, the image I'd like you to carry with yourself is, oh, I put her down by the bank of the river. You're still carrying her. You're still carrying her. So what are we still carrying? Whom are we still carrying when we could have just gently, kindly put it down by the bank of the river? So in the spirit of metta, also there is a lot of kindness and gentleness, the same way that the old monk puts the woman gently on the other side. That's what we'd like to evoke tonight. So without further ado, I'd like to invite all of us to get into our meditation posture. If you need to move, to shift from a chair to a cushion, from a cushion to a chair, if you need to lie down, it's all good. See what your body needs in this moment. And settling. Settling into this body. Maybe you need to sit up a little more straight to have a sense of wakefulness. And inviting the body to rest. The muscles to relax. Putting down with kindness, with gentleness, any thoughts, any preoccupations we've been carrying. Putting down. Putting down all stories, even the story I just told you, all the words. Putting it all down. Let yourself be refreshed. Arriving in the body. Taking refuge. As if you were soaking in a healing, soothing, calming river. Gentle. Feeling the moisture, just the perfect temperature. Caressing your muscles, your body, letting your body relax. If there is tightness or holding, imagining it's being offered up. Imagine it's being offered up. Soaked in the river. Allowing your legs to relax, soften. Your sit bones, your abdomen, to let go from the inside. Letting your hands feel heavy, your neck and shoulders relaxing, your face, your forehead softened, smoothed, stretched, your jaw. Relaxed. Your whole face. Giving up its tension. Relaxing, softening from the inside. Receiving the breath in the abdomen, soothing, calming, settling. Noticing that each breath can calm and settle you. The soothing power of each in-breath and out-breath. Like a calming, mellifluous, sweet-sounding lullaby. appreciating this moment of quiet, finally sitting down. The body, the refuge of the breath. What a delight. Enjoying breathing or being breathed. And if thoughts, memories, preoccupations arise, it's okay. See them, smile at them. Hello, friend. A nod of recognition. And then ever so gently, just as the old monk, caringly, put the young woman safely down by the bank of the river. You right now, during this meditation, putting the thought kindly, warm-heartedly down, setting it down by the bank of the river. Thank you. And turning your heart wholeheartedly to the breath and the body in this practice right now. You may have to do this many, many times. It's okay. Every time do it with patience and kindness. It's a training. It's a training. Training in kindness and gentleness in putting down. Putting down what's not needed right now. Same thing over and over, maybe. It's okay. receiving the breath in the body. Feeling the body, feeling embodied, never leaving the body through this practice as much as possible. And as patterns of thought, patterns or repetitive patterns come up, really turning and seeing them clearly. Turning awareness onto these thoughts, these patterns of preoccupation with kindness, really seeing them clearly for what they are. Seeing them clearly, recognizing them, smiling at them. Oh, here you are again. I see you. I recognize you. Yes. Seeing if this pattern is no longer needed, no longer helpful, no longer serving. And choosing with kindness to yourself, to be of benefit to yourself and others in the world. With goodwill all around. Gently, kindly. Setting down this pattern. Knowing that it might come up again because it's a habit. Of course it's a habit. And yet every time you clearly see it and recognize it. With kindness. Not with anger, with kindness, and you put it down. With gentleness. Every time you do this, recognize, put down gently, kindly. You are strengthening. You are feeding your heart both in kindness and in wisdom. Kindness and wisdom growing. Every time you do this, intertwined together. Growing in wisdom and kindness. And one of the patterns that might come up is pattern of self-judgment. Oh, you can't put anything down. You can't do this right. You're a failure. Oh, see, that is a pattern. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Thank you. Thank you with kindness, with kindness. Intending to lay it down. Again, many patterns, many thoughts might come up over and over again. The idea isn't to put them down and you're done for once. That's not the expectation. It's the training. It's the training to see clearly. We train our mind to be still. We train our mind to be still, to be patient, to see clearly with wisdom, to not be scared or angry, but with kindness see patterns, and with kindness intend to let them go, knowing that once may not be enough. But it's that training, it's turning our mind. As the Buddha says, whatever you reflect upon becomes the inclination of your mind. So this is what we reflect upon, so that it becomes the inclination of our mind. That's the crucial difference. The inclination of the mind towards calm and clear seeing, kindness, gentleness, and turning towards wisdom and kindness. Again and again, the actions of the mind. And then coming back to the breath and the body. Just breathing, appreciating this breath in this moment. Not judging yourself. Hang in there. Hang in there. Begin again. Begin again in this moment. Every moment is a fresh moment. Begin again. And for the last couple of minutes of this practice period, turning your attention, your awareness, to appreciation for yourself, for having showed up, for having hung in there. Even if it feels shoddy at times, the mind was here, there, and everywhere, distracted. No judgment. You showed up, you tried. Even if there was one moment of connecting with wisdom to see the patterns of thought, preoccupation, being lost, and one moment of connecting with kindness, seeing it without aversion, without anger. Ah, and with gentleness, open heart, with metta, inviting it to be put down. Even if it was just one moment, yay, appreciating yourself for having showed up, having practiced. There's so many other things you could have done in this moment. You chose to show up, to practice, to align your intentions with your actions, thanking yourself for your own goodness of intention, with gladness, appreciation, and delight. Thank you for your practice. I deeply appreciate your practice showing up for yourself and for all those people whose lives you touch, directly or indirectly. And to take that in for a moment, you don't do this practice just for yourself. So, I'd like to invite reflections, reports, questions, and you can either type them in chat if you wish, for all to see if you want, or direct it to me. I'll read them out loud, or you can raise your hand. Raise your physical hand, I may not see you. There are limited tiles I see, but it's best to go down to participants, click on that, it opens a window, and then it says raise hand. And if you click on that, then your blue hand would be raised. Especially, I want to invite folks who usually don't share first to make space for those who usually pull back, hold back. So inviting folks who don't usually share, please, would love to hear from you first. Questions, comments, what came up for you? Especially if you're new to Happy Hour, if it's your first time, your opinion is important, your reflection is important. Let's see reflections on YouTube. Thank you, Dawn, Laura, and AB. Alan, great. Thank you. One more round for those who are tend to hold back usually, please. Yuka says, harmony is mother. Oh, sweet. Thank you for that poetic reflection. Harmony. Nice. Very sweet. And Jerry, please.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So when I'm here, I do share, so I hope I'm not hogging someone out of the space, but I guess I was struck by the comments of yes, these are arbitrary, depending on what calendar you use, times where the year ends in the Roman calendar and starts again in January. But it was helpful to sort of think about stuff that one's holding and then letting go of it, and then sort of just settling yourself into that space. And so that I found helpful. I recently had to travel outside the country for a few days to South America, and so I was, you know, it's cold here. So I got a chill this evening. So I first thought, oh my goodness, here comes COVID. And despite, you know, wearing N95 masks, which I had purchased prior to this. And so anyway, I turned the temperature up in the house and it was warmer. But it was amazing how the mind went. But it was just an attempt to try to settle me and sort of going forward in thinking of the past and sort of just staying here in the moment. So it was very helpful.
And, to see the patterns, yeah. To see the patterns of worry that come up and right. All of that. Yeah, great.
That was helpful. Yeah. And yeah, also great. The idea of we're here now and staying in that moment and then letting go of that. And it was, by the end of it, I seemed to have no worries.
Great.
Life was like that.
That's great. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks for your reflections. Other reflections, please. What happened for you? What worked? What didn't? Questions? Complaints? Bill says, what if I have a pattern that I need to let go of, but I'm not ready to yet? Oh, fantastic question. Great. I was going to actually say that during the guided meditation. Terrific. So appreciate you bringing that up, Bill. So a pattern that you need to let go of, but you're not ready yet. So the invitation there, Bill, is to recognize that you're not ready yet. So and just the fact that recognizing that you need to let go of it, inclining your heart towards that. Oh, may I be open to letting go of this with kindness. It's almost like what you're saying reminds me of, for example, forgiveness. And this is the invitation we usually have about forgiveness. Sometimes you're ready to let go of some grievance with someone. Oh, you've been carrying it for so long. It's like, okay, time to put it down. And some other times, like, okay, I know I want to let go of this at some point, but I'm not quite ready yet. So that practice becomes, may I be open to you, incline your mind, your heart towards, may I be ready at some point? May I recognize with wisdom? And you don't have to force yourself to put it down or let go. That never works. But that's a really, really good question. I'm glad you brought it, and I hope that's helpful. You're welcome. So I see Trevor, please. Oh, actually, Alana first. Alana, I asked you to unmute. Yes, please.
Something that has been coming up for me in the practice of letting go and letting be has been how in some ways there's like nothing to do. And it's such a new concept for me that it's not like letting go is not something that I need to force myself to do or an action to take, but more of just creating the conditions for it to happen, which is just outrageous. So different than the way that I'm used to doing things. So yeah, appreciating that new perspective.
Yeah, thank you, Alana. Brilliant. I so appreciate you bringing this in. It's creating the conditions for letting go to happen. Exactly. It's there. It's much more spacious. It's not so much that we let go, that we, it can be done. And that's something I was trying to bring into the spirit of this guided meditation, that you might have to do it over and over again. It's just pattern, it's training. So we're training our mind. And at some point, the mind will just go, oh, tired of this, and it will let go on its own. And that's the beauty and the grace of it. And I so appreciate you bringing that in, because that's when it happens. It gets let go of when the mind is ready, but then we keep inclining, like, oh yeah, inclining towards kindness and seeing it with kindness. Just what you were saying, and actually the previous thing that Bill was saying, perfect combination, because sometimes we're not quite ready, but yet we keep gently inclining the mind, and at some point trusting that the mind will be ready and it will do its own, and it's more, yeah, it's not our doing, but putting the conditions in place. Fantastic, thanks for bringing that in. Yeah. And Trevor, and we'll let this be the last comment before we go into groups, please, Trevor.
Yeah, I think I can remember exactly what I was going to say. I think a common theme in really trying to practice a lot of loving kindness is noticing when I come to sit down on the cushion, just how easy the mind can slip into a kind of hindrance, one of the hindrances or something, and be quite dull or tired. And then you notice subtle frustration come up of, you know, just simple, you're not doing it right, or just those basic frustrations that can be very subtle, very underneath the surface of just a small undercurrent. And kind of feel like it's like something's not right. But upon recognizing that, you start to recognize, you start to want to shift yourself towards allowing that to be there and just giving that some space.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of trading in the stock market, and you know, you can have small wins here, small losses there, and you brush them off, but it's no, those things, they add up over time. Metta is that recognition, and that small seed that you're planting each time.
Exactly. And there are two things that I want to highlight quickly. And one is actually the recognition, that's seeing, that's wisdom, that's seeing with clarity, like, oh yeah, this is what's happening. And as you're saying, you describe it, you sit down, you start to notice, oh, this is what's happening here. Oh, and then when that awareness comes in, and then with kindness, planting the seed of kindness to gently shift it. Beautiful. Thanks for describing that, Trevor. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. So time is flying. So let's practice in small groups. Small groups of three will just be 6 minutes. It'll be pretty short tonight. And the invitation is always to hold each other with kindness, holding yourself with kindness. And maybe if you wanted to share, you could share nothing. Or if you wanted to share, what did you notice in this practice? What is it that your mind kind of noticed wanting to let go of or not? So you're welcome to share anything you wish that might be supportive for you in the way of offering and being held witness. So I'm going to create the groups now. And here we go, opening the rooms. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The groups are closed, rooms are closed, and we just have about 1 minute. And if there any reflections, especially again, people who tend to hold back usually, if you'd like to share about what was it like to be in the group? Would love to hear from you, please. Those who usually don't speak up. What happened? What was it like to share or hear others? You can either type in chat or you can raise your hand. Okay. Going once, going twice. It's hard to get. It's quite an invitation to ask the people who usually don't speak, shy ones, you know, whatever category is to come forward. Yes, you can do it. Maybe that's the pattern to let go of. Oh, my opinion doesn't matter. It's not important enough. Or, oh, I can't speak up. So maybe that's the pattern to kind of let go of and say something. Anybody want to try it? Folks usually don't speak. And people who haven't, okay, Kaiva, please.
I just wanted to say thank you for the practice today. And it helped me realize that I was angry about something at work today. And I realized that I created this whole narrative around it, about who did it, about why it happened, and based on prior experiences at work. But I actually didn't know any of those things, and I didn't know what happened. And it just made me realize how, like, my mind just creates these narratives that are kind of false, and how silly that is, and how I can just put that down and laugh at it and observe it.
Beautiful. That is so powerful. Thank you. You said it so well. It's laughable right after you get to see it, after having been in the storm, how the mind creates the storm. That's lovely. And Jane also says, it was nice to get in a small group and hear various things and how they try working it out. Fantastic. Lovely. Well, thank you for those reflections. And it's 7:02. So let's bring our session to a close together. So thank you all for showing up for your practice. And let's dedicate the goodness of our practice, the merit of our practice, to well-being of all beings everywhere. May all beings be free, happy, liberated, including us. Thank you. And now, if you wish, I'm going to unmute you if you want to say goodbye.